That's right. You heard it from Big Poppy. Everything's not going to be all white now. So I hope you enjoyed that. That was the tail end of Latino alt-rock, L-A-R, I guess. And he had his special guest here, the Django Red Hot Peppers. So enjoyed meeting them very briefly here. So, all right. It is currently 47 degrees here in the Twin Cities. And it is 6 o'clock straight up. Turtle Island time, or Central Daylight Time, as we're calling it. I'm enjoying the sun being up this late during the day. How about you? I hope you're enjoying it. And we've cleared off most of that snow. There's still a little bit of it left on yards and alleyways, but for the most part, it is now melting off. As I said, 47 degrees here in the Twin Cities. Well, coming up next is Good Medicine with your host, yours truly, Roya White Eagle Taylor. So here we go. Let's get started right now.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
she's born in black and white. Makes you feel warmer when you're trying to remember what you are. She likes to leave you hanging on a word. Suddenly I see, this is what I want to be. Suddenly I see, why the hell it means so much to me.
Suddenly I see,
but this is what looking at me. I can see her eyes looking from the page of a magazine. She makes me feel like I could be a tower, big strong tower, yeah. The power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Suddenly I see. Talking about all those girls out there. Yeah, I hope you love that. That was T.K. Tunstall. But I'll tell you a little bit more about that. K.T. Tunstall, I'm sorry. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Let's go ahead and get started here. This is Good Medicine. I am your femme gem, your lady-in-waiting, your Girl Friday, your Pawnee princess, your Choctaw chicklet. And I will be your lady of the evening here at KFAI, Fresh Air, community-powered radio. We are heard at 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul and streaming around the planet at kfai.org. As I said, we are non-commercial, community-powered radio. Just to remind you, support for this program comes from KFEI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and programming on KFEI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and our wonderful listeners and supporters just like you. In fact, we're going to be celebrating some of that with our volunteers and supporters, actually starting right about now. So I just saw the general manager, Nora, she popped her head here into Studio 4 Directions and confirmed I'll be heading down there after I have my shift here this evening. We turn it over to Robert Pilot, but I asked her if she would save a little crudité for me. Anyway, this is Good Medicine. Buju Han and Karihi to all of my relatives out there across Minnesota and Turtle Island. And we are broadcasting tonight from the top of the historic Bailey Building office suites on the west bank of the Mississippi River, right here in the heart of the Cedar Riverside neighborhood. We are also acknowledging that we stand and we recall and we support the Dakota people, the Oyate Dakota, here in their territory. This is their traditional homeland. There are also others present, the Anishinaabe and the Ho-Chunk as well. So I greeted you in those three principal languages here in the state of Minnesota. All right. Oh, it's just been a wonderful, relaxing week, finally. I've just been looking forward to this very last episode here in International Women's Month, the month of March. This is our farewell program focusing on Indigenous and Native American women. Last week we had a selection from Siberian Indigenous women. I hope you enjoyed that. And we've been trying to focus on primarily folks from North America here. We also heard from Sarah Kuricic, who is from Guatemala. Well, tonight we're going to keep it a little closer to home up across the Medicine Treaty Line in Canada. Last weekend were the 2024 Juno Awards. They had several nominees that were Indigenous, First Nations, or Inuit that were present or performing. And I'll share some music with you from some of them as well. And I promised you last week we would focus on some tunes from Rhiannon Giddens, because she has a very distinctive banjo that she plays. She is just a wonderful native, part Native American from the Southeast. She's also African American. And she has a Native Sisters project. Now, they don't focus specifically on Native American style music or themes in that music, but she does share the stage with three other African American women. And then we're going to give you a little bit of a preview of Martha Redbone, who is coming to town. She'll be at the Dakota, I think, next week or the following week. I'll get the date for you. And also recognizing we just had last week Black Belt Eagle Scout, who was in town at the Palace Theater over in St. Paul. So we'll have a little music from them as well. All right, let's go ahead and we'll get started here. And it looks like I'm not going to have any announcements here, so we'll just keep going through. We'll have some other music from feminine, female presenting, identifying artists who are not Indigenous, and so I hope you enjoy that here in the breaks. We'll just go ahead and play those as our break rather than any kind of announcement here tonight. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get started. This is a wonderful artist, and I'll tell you a little bit more about her when we come back, but I'm going to probably get a chance to play at least two, maybe three possible selections from her, especially from her latest album here. But this is Elisa P, and we're going to play you The Love You Gave.
Tell me what would it take. on my day to Nassima. Feel you down now, love you your way to. How you are not linear at all. Not linear at Dann au yoritsu go dauto nanga namangima nalini huma Tadali kai yunga hanui langa nginama Nalo nalo malito khana sima Asiu yinyango ni love you you Nalini vo ale naloma Omate utanasuma Pio yutana lao yoyore suho Haya nalini hutu Asiupa bingo
I hope you like that. I enjoyed that, bringing that to you. If you recall, that's an old tune. It's a Blondie's Heart of Glass, but that was sung in Inuk. That is Elisapi, and she is a wonderful Inuk woman from northern Quebec. She's now out of Montreal, and let's see. She is a musician, a filmmaker, broadcaster. She has three children, and she wanted to be a journalist when she was younger, but now she's become an artist, and she's, again, has won all kinds of awards, both at the Juno and in Canada, the Aboriginal Recording of the Year, Polaris Music Prize, the Indigenous Artist of the Year at the Felix Awards, and she just recently won, or was awarded. I've got it right here. I could tell you about this. Is at the Juno Awards held last week, and this it was Contemporary Indigenous Artist of the Year. So that first one was The Love You Gave, and that was in English. That's from I believe that was from 20 12. It looks like it is. Yeah, I don't see it here right off. So anyway, Elisthepi, and that's her stage name, how she goes by. All right. Well, we've got some more great music, but as I told you earlier, I just want to play a little bit of the, oh, I guess you could say the non-native music. We've been doing this over the last few weeks here as we go. And let's see here. What can we bring forward? Well, I guess we can, here's one that's a favorite. We're just going to dance the night away here with Dua Lipa. And when we come back, we'll have some more indigenous female voices for you as well. But I hope you enjoyed this. This is from Barbie, the movie Barbie, earlier. I guess it was included in the soundtrack. But here we go with Dua Lipa and Dance the Night Away. That's what we're going to do here with all this music, and then later at the volunteer party, recognition party.
Me dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me dance, dance the night away. I'll still keep the party running. I wonder out of place. Lately I've been moving close to the edge, still be looking my best. I stay on the beat, you can count on me. I ain't missing no steps. Every romance shakes and it bends, don't give a damn. When the night's here, I don't do tears, baby, no chance. I could dance, I could dance, I could dance. Watch me.
Welcome back to KUFI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD in Minneapolis and St. Paul, streaming on the web around the world at kfai.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio, and yes, we are dancing the night away. We're playing a lot of variety of indigenous and native music, but we threw in a little bit of Dua Lipa from the UK, and I can't remember what her ethnic heritage is, but I know she's not a typical British woman like Adele would say. I'm British, so All right. Well, hey, there was another group, and I'll tell you what category that they were in up at the Juno Awards. Let me see if I can find it for you. But we'll go ahead and get started with them right now, and we've played them in the past. They're very popular. They do a traditional drum style. They are all related. They are sisters. They're called the Bearhead Sisters, and I'll tell you a little bit more about them when we come back. This one is called Come Dance With Me.
Together.
Okay, that was the Barewood Sisters. And let me tell you a little bit about them. They are from Alberta, so just northwest of Minnesota, the United States, up across the international line. They last year they won at the Juno Awards the top prize for Traditional Indigenous Artist of the Year, and they were nominated again this year. They are sisters Allie, Trina, and Carly. They perform First Nations powwow style music, and what you heard there, as I said earlier, the first one was Come Dance With Me, and that was off of Women's Journey, and the second one was their version of Stand By Me, and that was off of 49ers Late At Night. So I hope you enjoy their style of music. All right, let me, I'm going to switch it up here. We're going to go with a individual artist here, if I can try and get this up. Don't worry, we're going to get to some of the American, I guess you could say, artists that I was telling you about a little earlier here. But I want to start with this. This is a young woman, also Canadian First Nations, and she's been around a while. She's also received a number of awards, Juno and Polaris Prize, but she was also at the Junos this year as well. So let's go ahead and start. This is Shawnee Kish. You know, there's just such great representation by Indigenous Native people up there. This is Love It or Lose It by Shawnee Kish.
So
Shawnee, she is Mohawk from Montreal, or I should say Quebec and New York State. And that first track you heard was Love It or Lose It. And that was from 2021, this latest one, also from the same year, Burnin' Love, off of her album Burnin' Love, Shawnee Kish. So very, she said she's influenced by Shania Twain, but it sounded more like a bluesy rock influence there as well. So, and she was nominated for Best Indigenous Contemporary Album, and that was for this year at the Juno Awards. So I hope you enjoyed that. Well, we're going to take just another quick break here. I've got to try and catch my breath here. We're starting to run out of time, though, so we may not get to all of the ladies that I had promised to get to tonight to play some of their music, but we'll do that in the coming month, even though we will be switching, hopefully, to get some live guests in, just like Umar had earlier here. Let's just go ahead and take a break here with this wonderful, soulful tune by Karen Carpenter, and we've only just begun. We truly have only just begun.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
Smile, so much stretch of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow.
And yes, we've just begun.
Okay, thank you for that little indulgence there. I was trying to catch my breath here. We don't have a lot of messages. I will play something here in just a moment. But I was looking for other events that are going on here locally besides the party later tonight. Let's see here. And I, you know, because of Easter from the Christian holiday tradition, on Sunday, and then Sunday also, if you didn't realize it, is Transgender Day of Visibility. A lot of events that are going on around town related to that as well. So I hope you will get out there, take the just Google that and see what is out there. Well, we're kind of, as I said, we're running out of time, and I really apologize for that. I had the best of intentions. I know I'm always saying that to my spouse, to my kids. So, and then also to friends. Sometimes when I promise to show up at their event or their gathering, and then I'm not able to always make it. But I hope you enjoyed the music tonight. We had Barehead Sisters, Shawnee Kish, and Elastopy. So those were all artists at the Juno Awards. I guess we'll have to hold off on highlighting the Americans, like Black Belt Eagle Scout I was telling you about, Martha Redbone and Rihanna Giddens. We're going to have some more information about Martha Redbone's appearance here at the Dakota as well coming up in just a few days. So, well, I hope you have a good weekend. Celebrate that however you wish. And when we come back next week, we will be in the month of April. That's going to be, I was looking at the calendar and I was surprised. And we've got baseball season coming up. And what else? I know there's a lot that's going on after that. So we're all getting ready for this big countdown to the opening of the Minneapolis American Indian Center on Franklin Avenue. There's going to be, as usual, on May 1st, it will be the start of Minnesota Indian Month. And the center has been under construction for over a year. And I hope you'll be able, if you're local, to get out and enjoy that. If you're not, maybe from the Dakotas or Iowa or Wisconsin, come on over. There's going to be a lot that that weekend or that whole week. I think it's in the middle of the week. I take that back. So it's going to be fun. There's always a parade and, just a lot of activities, including food, maybe Trickster Taco. I know Powwow Grounds is working on a food truck. My son said he saw some mock-ups of that, and it looks more like a food bus. So they're going to hit the powwow circuit later this summer. And so good luck to them as well. All right. We're just going to keep on trying to highlight, promote all of these wonderful indigenous, native, creative natives, these artists, poets, writers, actors, studio artists, you name it. It's going to be a full rest of the spring leading us into the summer, and we're going to do our best to be a part of that to help promote our sisters and brothers here. Well, I've been your host tonight, Roya White Eagle Taylor. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you've enjoyed this whole month, the focus on women, Native women, Indigenous women, as part of International Women's Month. We don't always do that, but I thought Well, you know, we have a focus on missing and murdered Indigenous women. Let's use the arts as a way of making good medicine. And I always tell you that as we sign off, to go ahead and shake a hand, smile, share a meal, tell a story, or sing a song. Get up and dance as well to create good medicine among our people and with each other. Well, as a means of doing that, I'm going to leave you with this great artist. You all know them. And we're going to strike a pose here. So I hope you enjoy this. We'll let her close out the month of March for us here at KFEI and Good Medicine. I almost got through the whole episode without that stumble. Here she is, Madonna with Vogue. Support for this program comes from KFEI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFEI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and listeners just like you. You're listening to KFEI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming across Turtle Island at kfei.org. We are 45-plus years of non-commercial, community-powered radio.